Around 40% of young people across Australia aged 16 to 24 have experienced multiple types of childhood maltreatment. And new research from the Australian Catholic University shows these experiences are linked to higher rates of problematic alcohol use. With young people who experience multiple forms of maltreatment having a 55% higher risk compared to those who don't. The Wire's Tia Bailey spoke with a PhD candidate and leading researcher, Dutsiyini Ratambije, why understanding the broader context of a young person's life are essential when developing effective support programs.
Your collaborative research shows that young people who go through different types of childhood abuse are much more likely to develop problematic alcohol use. What sparked the need for this study?
So we know in Australia from the Australian Child Maltreatment Study that many young people and also adults experience maltreatment. So the reason we were interested in looking at this subset of population, the youth population, was because young people are more exposed to social interactions and events where they can be using substances. And we really wanted to understand how adversities contribute to this risk. There is obviously a lot of reasons for why young people drink, but this study specifically looks at how experiencing maltreatment or experiencing any form of adversity during childhood lead to problematic alcohol use.
Can you explain why some experiences like sexual abuse present to carry higher risk?
If someone's experiencing or experienced sexual abuse, they're more likely to consume alcohol for coping from that trauma. And they're also more likely to have, we say, internalizing symptoms. So this is a diagnosis of PTSD or anxiety or depression. And they're also more likely to have externalizing symptoms, which really means the possibility of having risk-taking behaviors, such as consuming alcohol problematically.
Could you also please further explain how the study revealed that it is the duration of the maltreatment that is directly associated with alcohol outcomes, as opposed to age of onset of the abuse?
It is a very nuanced finding because one of our key findings in this study was that experiencing multiple forms of maltreatment was the greatest and strongest association to problematic alcohol use. So obviously, if you're experiencing multiple forms of maltreatment, then you're also likely to experience it for longer periods of time. And therefore, duration had this unique significant effect on problematic alcohol use. There is obviously a need to do further research to explore that finding more. We would prefer to do it using a longitudinal data set where we can follow young people over time and monitor their behaviors and mental health issues that may develop in them to understand how and when does duration matter the most.
In terms of the outcomes, how do you see the findings of the research reshaping or contribute to the development of support programs that best work for young people who have been through these experiences?
There is plenty of research in this field, but what is unique about this work is that we didn't just look at maltreatment types or household adversities. We looked at them all, so adversities where the child has been put in a situation directly by their caretaker or parents, or even adversities within the environment that they live in, so living with someone who had substance use or mental health issues, but also witnessing or being a victim in neighborhood violence, right? So what this research actually contributes is to show that when we are encountering a young person with problematic alcohol use, or they're coming into clinical work, or if you're a social worker working with them, it's important to not just address their behavior of problematic alcohol use, but also to consider the environment in which they live in. It could be their direct houses, their parents, their families, or it could be their neighborhood and their peers. Who are they engaging with? What is the environment in which they live in? So, because oftentimes in clinical spaces, or whether they're a social worker or even us researchers, we tend to work independently rather than together as a unit. So it's important to bring all of this together and look at this young person, not just for their behavior and for their immediate abuse that they've experienced, but look at them as a unit, as a family unit, as a community.
That was leading researcher Dutsani Ratambije speaking to the Wires' Tia Bailey.